Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
For thousands of years, pickling has been used as a method of preserving food, most famously cucumbers, but also lots of other types of fruit, vegetables and even meat and eggs are immersed in a vinegar-based brine which not only prolongs the life of the food, but also imparts a tangy, punchy flavour that can be used in all kinds of cuisine. Well, Agnes Boucher-Hayes, home economist lecturer at the Technological University of the Shannon, is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Agnes.
Good morning, Claire.
So what is pickling?
Let's take it back. When we have a glut of food, we like to preserve it. And there are different ways that we can do that. So you have things like pickles and chutneys and jams and fermentation. And these have evolved like from time immemorial. You can read back and it goes back thousands of years. So really, essentially, what I'm going to talk about today is our simple pickles. We don't need to overcomplicate it. We don't need to do, people who needed food to last much longer would have had very involved sterilisation of jars and bottling. So we're not looking at that really today. I'm just looking at very simply a sour way of enhancing flavours in vegetables, some fruits, a little bit, you can, as you said, meats we wouldn't be as familiar with. Eggs would be more a British and German thing. But, you know, just how we can enhance vegetables and make them last a little bit longer, but also be a little bit more creative with the vegetables that we're using. And most of the things that I'm going to be talking about really are fresh vegetables and how we can use them. We don't really cook any of the things that I'm looking at here today. We're actually not cooking the vegetables. It's just adding the acidity over the veg, and that's what helps the preservation.
Okay,
so the acidity stalls everything, but also adds the flavour.
And you're taking them from fresh into the pickle.
We're going to keep it, I think it's very important. People can get very bogged down in things and think that things look very complicated. But with a little technique, you can get really lovely results. For example, let's talk about the humble cucumber that we all have wilting away in the back of our fridge.
I have one at home at the moment looking at me every time I go home.
Okay, so what you're going to do with that pickle, that cucumber today, is you're going to pickle it. And the best thing to do is, there's different things you can do. There's an infinite number of recipes on the internet. But really simply, go home. Split your cucumber down the middle. Remove the seeds. Slice it really finely. You can leave the skin on. You can take it off if you want to be a little bit more fancy. But you can leave the skin on and then put your cucumber in a dish. And then very simply, Claire, if you want it instantly, add a little bit of whatever vinegar you have. I personally usually have a really regular shop white wine vinegar or an apple cider vinegar or even a malt vinegar. Some of those can be quite harsh, so you'd have to play with the flavours a little bit more because you don't want too much acidity. But with the white wine vinegar, pour that into a saucepan, add a little bit of water, a little bit of salt, a little bit of sugar, heat it through, pour it over your cucumber and allow it to sit.
That's
15
it?
Minutes. Literally, that's it, Claire. You can get more complicated, but it is that simple. That is the simplest, a quickie little, and that will last for up to 2 weeks in your fridge.
And are you putting that in a sealed jar then once you have prepped it?
Listen, you can, because it's easy to, I like using glass jars inside in the fridge. But if you happen to have a takeaway carton or something, just put it in, but just make sure the acid or the liquid covers the cucumber. And press it down in, put a lid on it, put it into the fridge and let it sit there for 2 weeks. And add it to your lunches. And then if you're if you're really pushed for time and you don't want to throw away that the lovely liquid that you've created, because you might have added some, if you get a little bit more sophisticated, you might have added a little bay leaf, maybe a little bit of chili, maybe a little peppercorn. Add more cucumber to it. If you happen to have a radish, a lone radish rattling around in that fridge, put that in. And then actually when you make a radish, because there's lovely pepperiness to the radish, when you make when you pickle radishes, you get a lovely gentle pink colour that can be a real nice enhancement to something like, say, if you were making a coconut rice, which is a very simple thing to do, basmati rice, can of coconut milk, some water, allow it to cook through. that's really, really unctuous. It's really heavy, kind of flavoursome rice. Add a little bit of radish pickle to it, or a cucumber pickle, and it cuts through the really heavy, you know, high fat content. Yeah.
And I think everyone would agree that you have to do something to a radish. You know,
well, you do, it's don't just, you?
There's nothing going on there if you don't do something to it.
I personally don't think there is, but when you put them into a brine, as you call it, or the acid, it actually changes it infinitely. And as well as that, as time goes on, if you happen to have bought a vinegar that you don't know what to do with, like, you know, sometimes people can get carried away in when they're on holidays, or like you might find a beautiful, you know, artisan producer, as I did, that had an elderflower vinegar. I'm going, you take it and you go, what am I going to do with that now? So what you can do is you can make your brine, you can make your acid and add a little bit of that to it, and it just elevates flavour. But you can use rice wine vinegars, you can use any vinegar that you would have at home.
And what's the ratio of vinegar to water and salt then? Is there a basic recipe?
No. There you can get very complicated. So, you know, you could have equal amounts of vinegar and water. It depends on what sort of pickle you're looking for. But if you're doing one at home, just a little bit, it depends on the vinegar. Sometimes like a rice wine vinegar is a little bit more gentle. A malt vinegar would be quite harsh, so you'd add maybe a little bit more water. So it depends on how you want it and where you want that acid to be. But remember, get a little teaspoon, taste it. If it's actually giving you if your tongue is sticking to the top of your mouth and your eyes are squinting, then maybe make it a little bit more relaxed, add a little bit of sugar, maybe add a little bit more salt. Does it need a little bit of, have you got some black peppercorns that you might add? Of course, if you were doing a cucumber pickle, a fresh cucumber pickle, what I would suggest instantly is dill. Put in lots of dill.
Lovely.
And allow that to sit. But again, I personally reuse some of the liquors that I would have. Like if I have the end, if I'm coming to the end and I, you know, have another bit of cucumber, I'll put that cucumber in and I'll allow it to sit again. Because the vinegar, because there's such acidity in it, would be safe to use again and again.
So can we run through some of the other vegetables? I know there are a few fruits as well that you can pickle, but in the main, is it the sort of tougher, the hardier ones?
Yeah, it's the hardier ones. Like if you think about it, an onion. You know, you think an onion, you think about it, if you're all visualising a brown onion, think of a red onion. A red onion takes a pickle absolutely beautifully. Red onion pickle. But the key to that is you have to take away some of the harshness of the pungency of the onion. So when you're making a red onion pickle, just pour some boiling water over it, or allow the red onion to sit, the slices of red onion to sit in the boiling water for literally 2 minutes, pour it away and the pungency is gone, and then add that into your pickle, into your juice. That makes it infinitely better.
Some people do that to the onion if they're using it in a salad, you know, to take the pungency away.
Yeah, and it's the same thing again. So yeah, it's really the more robust vegetables. You'd stay away from green leafy vegetables like a lettuce or a spinach or a kale and things like that. They don't take to it as well. But the ones that are a little bit more robust, like carrots, you could do turnip, cauliflower. If you think of a piccalilli, which would be quite common.
Yes, cauliflower.
Cauliflower. Or you can have carrot in it, and you can have shallots, you know, those kind of vegetables that might become, you know, anything you have a glut of, you can put into a pickle.
And fruits then?
Fruits, you can pickle fruits as well, but we do that slightly differently if you were pickling fruits. Well, for example, if you were doing a lime, a lime pickle. Now, lime is my preference over lemon, so use it whichever way you want. But what you can do is you take 3 or 4 limes, cut them up, allow them to sit in some salt, in a jar in some salt. This takes a little bit longer, it's a little bit more involved. And then in about 4 weeks, just pour that away, pour away the salt, all the brine is gone, and then add in your pickle, add in your pickle juice, whatever pickle you've made with the vinegar, the sugar and the flavouring. So any spices you might like to add to it, and you can hold that for another week. It's ready to be used, and you can serve that with cold meats, or you could a lovely one is a cherry pickle. And that's really, that's very simple. Again, it's just cherries. So you'd make your pickle juice, which would be 175 mils of cider vinegar. You'd use some water, equal amounts, 100 grams of caster sugar. But you wash your cherries, make sure they're all, none of them are bruised. Put those into a jar, make up your cider vinegar. You might need to heat it to melt down the, to dissolve the sugar, and then pour it over. Allow it to sit for a minimum of 2 weeks. Absolutely beautiful. Very different on a table with something like a quiche, or a quiche like a blue cheese ham and fig tart or something like that. Something that has very
that
big flavours. Yeah, and there's it's simply done, but it, you know, if you have, sometimes we buy things, Claire, we don't always use them. Berries is another thing. You can always add some sugar, berries and alcohol, allow them to sit. And you can make, you know, just maybe a vodka, a flavoured vodka. But again, you're actually using, and you can use that then as an ingredient as well.
Sounds lovely. Now, the eggs you mentioned at the beginning, something that the English and the Germans really like. I'm not sure about it. Are you a fan of pickled eggs?
I think they look really pretty when they're in a beetroot juice. So if you were going to do it, I'd do it differently. There's not, you know, they're just different. And again, it's a different flavour. If you were making a salad, you know, instead of using beetroot, if you had an egg that had been pickled, it would add that lovely pickly, like sour flavour that would elevate a salad. I wouldn't, I can honestly say I've only ever done it once or twice. I think a hard-boiled egg and some beetroot in your salad might work as well.
Beat it, yeah. And again, you would just hard-boil the eggs, put them into the jar, put the pickling liquid over. Do you always heat up the liquid, by the way?
If you were in a rush, you don't have to. For example, the other night I was under pressure and I wanted to do something. I was making actually a sticky chicken and I wanted something to cut through the heart, you know, the real tackiness of that. So I just made some, I had a carrot, peeled it and kept peeling it. So I made the ribbons, put that into a bowl, put some vinegar in on top, a little bit of sugar, a little bit of whole grain mustard, and allowed it to sit for 15 minutes and it worked. So that was, you know, if you're under pressure.
Yeah.
But I made sure that the to dissolve the sugar, Claire.
So you do this.
Like,
you
do
this in your daily life, because I can't imagine taking the time, and I might give it a go now, having heard how nice it is and how easy it is.
The cucumber is your starting point.
It's the starting point.
That's the starting point. And you can, it's really the reason that you heat the, you'd heat the liquid is just to make sure that the sugar is dissolved.
Yes.
That's it. And you know, it's not more complicated than that. And the dill, if you're doing a cucumber pickle, I honestly, you'll tell me that you do it the whole time. It's one of those things. It might even make chicken thighs taste better.
Oh gosh, I tried the chicken thighs again. I made them
last night.
Yeah, I made a korma with them. And look, I just had everyone around the table saying to me, is there a bone in this? Can you cut the meat off this? Oh God's sake, I'll just use chicken fillet from now on.
Yeah, but hand pickle with it and they won't be asking about bones, Claire.
Yeah, and probably actually the cucumber pickle would be nice as a side with a curry, wouldn't it?
It's one of those things. You see, pickles would have come like in the ancient world and, you know, the spice roots. Some of the pickles would have come from, like the pickled eggs apparently started in China. Then other pickled cucumbers and things like that would have come from India. And then, of course, you have like pickled herring that would have come from Sweden. So there must be something in it, because globally this has been going on forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
so there's lots of different things that you can do. But we kind of make it our own here in Ireland. You know, we like, you know, I suppose there's pickles, like the pickle lilies would have been quite a quaint and quite, you know, something that people would have just had there on the side of, you know, of summer salads, just to make things go that little bit longer.
Yeah, and it's a great way of preserving food as well, and cutting back on your food waste, which I know most houses have an issue with, don't they?
Well, exactly. And also it just adds another dimension to what you've put on the plate. You know, and we don't have, like, if you went out to buy a cucumber pickle, Claire, it's €3.55, whereas you can make it at home fairly simply and easily yourself. And I can guarantee you with a sandwich, like if you had a really meaty, even a ham, toasted ham and cheese or something, it just cuts through, you know, and that on the side, it adds to the food that you're eating and the enjoyment of it and the flavour perspective.
We should give it a go. I'm going to give it a go in my house, Agnes.
You've
sold it. I will let you know. Thank you so much.
Okay,
Agnes Boucher Hayes, home economist with the Technological University of the Shannon.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.